Christ encourages you to join them in supporting public radio.
We'll have a look at the weather in 5 minutes from meteorologist Scott Olthoff. In short, mostly sunny today, high 82. We'll have a chance of rain tomorrow afternoon and tomorrow night. First day on 580 News. Here's Tom Rogers.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. Illinois' two major party candidates for the U.S. Senate square off tonight on public television in Chicago in their first debate. Sam Hudzik has a preview.
Republican Steve Sauerberg, a doctor from Willowbrook, began running a radio ad against incumbent Senator Dick Durbin this summer.
The diagnosis, a total failure of the career politicians in Washington, like Dick Durbin.
Sauerberg is well behind in recent polls and has relied on his own personal wealth to fund much of the campaign. Durbin, meanwhile, isn't hurting for cash. He recently started running a TV ad that never mentions his opponent.
And Dick Durbin has become a leading voice in our country to ensure that soldiers with traumatic brain injuries get the best care.
Tonight's debate on WTTW in Chicago will be followed by one more on commercial radio later this week. Sauerberg wanted 10 debates, but Durbin's spokesperson says these two should have enough statewide reach. She says this has, quote, not been much of a race. I'm Sam Hudzik.
And you can hear that debate, the brief debate, tomorrow night on AM 580 beginning at 6:30. Democratic presidential nominee Barack Obama likes to give himself star billing for his role in enacting ethics reforms in Illinois a decade ago, but he didn't act alone. Obama told a New Hampshire audience last month he pushed through the Illinois' toughest ethics reform in 25 years, despite the opposition of Democrats and Republicans. In fact, Obama was part of an ensemble that negotiated the legislation and built support for it. And the ethics bill passed by lopsided margins in the Senate and House, though its riskier moments came earlier during those behind-the-scenes negotiations that Obama was heavily involved in. A spokesman says Kraft Foods is slated to announce layoffs at its North American operations today. It's a cost-cutting move that could result in the loss of several hundred jobs. But a spokesman for Kraft, Mike Mitchell, says the cuts to be announced today are expected to cover less than 1% of Illinois-based Kraft's North American workforce and will be spread out geographically. According to a report filed with federal securities regulators, Kraft had 41,000 U.S. employees at the end of last year. Kraft has contended with rising food and energy costs over the past year, but it posted one of its best quarters in some time during the second quarter, beating Wall Street estimates and increasing its profit forecast for the rest of 2008. A subsidiary of Bank of America Corporation is agreeing to modify tens of thousands of loans to keep people in Illinois and 10 other states from losing them. That's according to attorneys general in several states. Bank of America faces a lawsuit over deceptive mortgage practices. According to the settlement, borrowers stuck with mortgages that they can't afford could see their interest rates reduced or have the loan principal cut. Some might qualify for having to pay nothing but interest for a decade. Even people who can't afford to keep their homes, even with such changes, will be able to get help moving to a new home. Illinois Attorney General Lisa Madigan's office and California officials negotiated the deal. If every state were to join, the settlement could provide $8.7 billion in relief to 400,000 borrowers. After a series of deaths, a home for military veterans in Chicago is threatening to evict tenants unless they take a drug and alcohol test. Chip Mitchell reports.
When it opened St. Leo's Residence on Chicago's South Side last year, Catholic Charities called it a model for housing homeless veterans. But Chicago Public Radio reported in August that six tenants had died of causes ranging from cocaine intoxication to heart disease. Catholic Charities acknowledges a seventh individual died while in the building as a guest. This week, Catholic Charities began a crackdown on drug and alcohol use at St. Leo's. The program includes urine tests for all 144 tenants. But some residents say they'll refuse. They say Catholic Charities has ignored calls for more social workers and a closer watch on the tenants' physical and mental health. A statement from Catholic Charities says the social work staffing at St. Leo's is more than adequate, and the organization encourages residents to monitor their own health and use a nearby clinic run by the Department of Veterans Affairs. I'm Chip Mitchell.
A flatboat used to reenact Abraham Lincoln's 1828 flatboat journey down the Ohio and Mississippi rivers will be trucked back to Indiana now that it's reached its destination of New Orleans. The trip began September 9th from the Ohio River town of Rockport, Indiana, about 15 miles from where Lincoln grew up. The 60-foot-long, 25-ton flatboat made 23 stops on its journey before it arrived Saturday in New Orleans. Crew members met with the visitors and shared stories about Lincoln during the nearly 1,100-mile trip. The flatboat will be loaded onto a semi-trailer for the trip back to Indiana. Organizers hope to display the boat at Lincoln Pioneer Village in Rockport. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 9:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your Jerry's IGA stores on Kirby Avenue in Champaign in Sullivan and Maggio's IGA in Tolono. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
It's 8:35. Meteorologist Scott Olthoff joining us with another in-depth look at weather. And Scott, we're getting word over the wires that there was an earthquake in Tibet this morning that killed 30 people. It was over 6 in magnitude, and there was apparently a follow-up of 5.1 magnitude. And I'm sure we'll get more on that in the BBC News in a half hour.
Just usually with these type of events, too, early preliminary reports does not really tell the whole story.
Yeah. Well, we'll be certain to get something with the BBC News coming up just after the top of the hour. Wow. Well, we